The Tenant of Wildfell Hall by Anne Bronte. To J. Harford, Esquire. Dear Harford, when we were together last, you gave me a very particular and interesting account of the most remarkable occurrences of your early life, previous to our acquaintance, and then you requested a return of confidence from me. I know you like a long story, and are as great a stickler for particularities and circumstantial details as my grandmother, so I will not spare you. My own patience and leisure shall be my only limits. You must go back with me to the winter of 1826. My father, as you know, was a sort of gentleman farmer, and I, by his express desire, succeeded him in the same quiet occupation, not very willingly, for ambition urged me to higher aims, and self-conceit assured me that, in disregarding its voice, I was burying my talent in the earth and hiding my light under a bushel. Well, an honest and industrious farmer is one of the most useful members of society, and if I devote my talents to the cultivation of my farm and the improvement of agriculture in general, I shall thereby benefit not only my own immediate connections and dependents, but in some degree mankind at large. Hence, I shall not have lived in vain. With such reflections as these, I was endeavouring to console myself as I plodded home from the field one cold, damp, cloudy evening towards the close of January. On entering the parlour, I found my mother and my sister.